You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning with Dom at the controls. Another beautiful, fantastic looking day coming up. Wow.
I mean,
you know, you can't ask for a better day than the last 2 days over the weekend. Come on. That's ridiculous. Yeah. It was so nice.
Happy Monday.
It was breezy, not humid. It was just the best. It really was. And it felt a little bit like fall only because you could smell the scent of the rotting leaves, right?
That's right. Yes.
I just love
that's
that.
That's correct.
Best time, especially oak leaves. There's a certain scent that oak leaves have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Today's going to be kind of cloudy, though. Other than that, it's going to be and not as warm. Mid-60s.
Really? You think that's going to happen? It's warm
mid-60s.
Right now. Is it going to get colder?
It's 65 right now.
It is?
It's going to stay in the mid-60s all day. And then we might have a little bit of rain this afternoon.
Okay, well.
But other than that, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. So, yeah. What does your WMDX Samsung watch have to say about things?
It says, feels like 64.
Okay.
All right. And it also says that we'll receive a high temperature of 62.
But it's already 64 or 65.
And it should start raining at about 11.
Okay. All right. Well,
this morning,
the update. Yeah.
All right. Well, it felt good. Thanks for bringing me down, man.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm not a weatherman. You're the guy who just, you know, off the top of your head knows what the weather's going to be. I can't help that.
It's going to be just fine. It's a little on the cool side. That's all.
I know. It felt warm this morning, didn't it? You know what? I'm looking at maybe Dom, but Dom always wears a damn sweater and a sock hat. So I'm thinking, well, it's got to be warm every day for him.
It is, 100%. Yeah, it's like it feels like 80 for me. I don't know why I always wear these. I don't know why I do it.
I don't either.
Do you have a good weekend, Dom?
I did, yeah. Because I went to the Alzheimer's walk on Sunday, and
we were there yesterday. Yeah,
that was really, really fun.
It really was well attended. There were a ton of people there.
And it was a beautiful day.
I think more than last year. It was a big turnout there.
Yeah,
and everybody on the walk, you know, it all went fine. It was good.
The DJ was loud, man. That DJ.
I was ready to go over there and ask him to turn it down, but I didn't want to be the cranky old man to do that.
Well,
that thing down, will you? Just a little bit. Just like 20%.
We did that at our big broadcast celebration, right? I remember the guy had the bass up so high. Oh, no, it was our Christmas party. That was crazy. That was crazy stuff. But, you know, so no one was injured during the walk.
Not that
as
I know.
As far as we know.
All right.
Everybody seemed to be in good shape. And they had plenty of hot dogs and donuts and all kinds of health food there. Chips, Fritos. It was great. It was a good time. No, it was good to see everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few minutes, we're going to get caught up with Pam Yonke and find out all the details of the World Dairy Expo. The final days of it.
Yeah.
Because we talked to her on Friday, and they were very concerned about all the heat and getting the animals, you know, out of the heat and into the trucks and everything. So we'll find out how that all went.
Yeah, yeah.
And a little bit later on, Art Paul Schlosser will join us. The amazing singer, songwriter, entrepreneur.
Performer,
artist.
He'll be right here
poet.
In the studio performing his song, the John and Gordy theme song.
That's right.
And yeah. He has a whole week lined up of different places he's going to go. I mean, where
he's on tour.
Stop? Yeah, he's on tour right now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where day one? He's we're our his first we're, guest.
Well,
yes.
Is that just around the city, or is that all over Wisconsin?
I think it's just around the city, but still.
Okay.
Tour.
We'll find out when he joins us in our 7 o'clock hour.
Right. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. So how was your weekend, John? I hesitate to ask. Did you get any lawn work done? Did you take the Kraken for a walk?
The Kraken, I took her for a little playtime outside, as I always do, and each and every day, three or four times a day, I go out there and I kick the ball around for her, popping it up in the air, watching her reach up and grab it. It's so much fun. It's great exercise for her, also for me as well. I get a lot of my steps in doing that out in the yard, and it's just it's just a great weekend. You look up into the sky, you see that blue sky with these beautiful clouds floating by. I mean, it was just like an LSD trip. I wouldn't know what that's like.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I was thinking of the song, Bet Your Sweet Bippy I'm a Hippie, 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 by The Rest. And the lyrics in that song are reflective of how I responded to the good weather this weekend in the yard.
You had an LSD flashback?
No.
Is that how you responded?
Okay. No. I was just, skipping, flipping in the air.
Okay.
You know, it's...
really? Hard to imagine that, but okay.
And the line, the big line is picking lint from my belly button.
So that's I think Dom is looking for that song right now.
I don't think he's going to find it, but...
Yeah.
This one's hard to find. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll keep trying.
Coming up on October 23rd through the 26th, we want to mention the Wisconsin Book Festival, 24th annual fall celebration. This is a big deal. And WMDX and Civic Media are helping out with this to sponsor. You can find more information on it on our website, WMDXradio.com. A number of speakers will be there and authors, and it's free to attend. So we'll let you know more about that as it gets a little bit closer. It's happening October 23rd through the 26th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you would like to win a Sugar River Pizza gift card, well, guess what? Every Monday we start all over again with that. We do it weekly. It's a weekly drawing. You can, again, go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Win your dinner. Enter for a $50 gift card. And we get your entries all week long on our website, and then we choose a winner and announce, send the winner the gift card, and then we start all over again on Monday. So now's a good time to get in on that. All right?
Well, that sounds easy enough.
Taking care of business.
Well, okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm with you on that. You know, I have to say that I had a really negative experience on X this morning as I... always open it up to see what the latest stories are.
Is that the way you really start your day, is to jump right in, huh? X?
I have to, because I can't really.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. That's exactly it, Gordy.
I know.
and it was all, X is almost turning into another right-wing website. It's almost complete.
What do you mean, almost?
It's almost complete.
No,
it's almost complete.
Okay.
We get the, I sent you a few versions of the song. I'm not sure which one is just the song or which one is a clip from a radio broadcast that I recorded. But check it out. Just try to play the one that isn't from the radio.
Okay.
It's Bet Your Sweet Bippy.
Okay. I think Dom is... efforting right now to get that.
It's in the Dropbox.
Okay.
But anyway, I got to give you an example of what's going on here, okay? Because this is outrageous.
On X?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is just ridiculous is what it is. I opened it up and it said, this is from John Strand. Breaking, Cash Patel just confirmed what many of us have said for years. Pelosi blocked Trump's offer of 10,000 National
Guard. Good Lord.
This again?
Her team was filming a documentary.
Oh, right.
While the chaos unfolded and 250 FBI agents were undercover provocateurs. And all of that is from a national newsroom interview. The interviewer, by the way, didn't sound very competent. But, of course, Cash Patel has his side of the story.
Of course he does. Yeah.
So, obviously, he's lying. It. The guy lies constantly. Who would believe this man? Yeah. You know, when the Democrats take over, it's investigation time. And these guys have nowhere else to run. Unless, you know, they change their allegiance and try to get out of the country in time. But you have that song all queued up there?
All right.
Okay, let's. It's not spectacular, but let's listen.
Okay.
When I was a little boy, my mama called me. She asked me why I was so bad. I answered simply.
Here we go. It's building up. Take it away.
Okay.
I torture everybody this morning.
Bet your sweet Bippy, I'm a hippie.
That's from The Rest, and it's a local Milwaukee group.
Yeah. Right. They took that phrase, bet your sweet Bippy.
Yeah.
That was out of Rowan and Martin, right?
Yeah. Laughing. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting well, song.
Thank you for that critique.
I don't quite know what to make of that. But.
I don't think anybody does.
Okay. By the way, game two tonight, Cubs and Brewers.
Yes.
This is a night game.
It doesn't
start until 8 o'clock.
It's going to be at
8 o'clock.
Really?
AmFam Field. Yes.
8? Why?
I know. Just because it's Major League Baseball. It's
Central
Monday
time.
Night. Central time,
I
8
could,
o'clock.
I could care less about the other time zone.
Well, right. Yes, it's 8 o'clock tonight. Now, I don't know why they let... NFL football has Monday night football, and that's usually earlier than that.
Yeah.
So they let football take precedence. Just let these these little playoff games, you know, start later, I guess.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And the game probably won't end until like 11 or 10:30 or even probably later.
I know. And the Cubs are down. You know, Brewers won the first game.
Yeah.
So it's a best out of five.
Yeah, they really won that first game.
Yes. They really not even close. 9-3. 9-3 was the final. Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
For Cubs fans.
Now you're a big Cubs fan.
Yes.
Right? You were wearing your Cubs uniform and stuff. And so that's the lucky uniform that he wears each and every time they play.
Wonderful. Anyway.
It's superstitious. You know, you are a superstitious individual.
Oh, yes, I am. 19 minutes past the hour. When we return, we will check in with the fabulous farm babe from Midwest Food and Farm Report. Pam Yonke will give us the...
All right, wait. Let's listen to the song.
All right, we're coming back on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Down. WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy. in the morning.
Good Monday morning to you. Cloudy skies today. Temperatures staying in the mid-60s all day long. Maybe a few spots of rain along the way later.
It's going to be a fantastic day today.
That's what John thinks. Okay. Let's go to Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. Fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Yeah, I'll take this over what we had last week, to be honest with you. I mean, being out at World Dairy Expo, pounding around on all that concrete and back and forth and back and forth, it was not friendly to this old broad. That was hot. And I was talking with people out there as well. You know, that got to be a real issue towards the end of the show, because now these guys got to decide, how are we going to transport these animals long distances when the heat and the humidity had kind of built during the day. So one fellow that I talked to that had to get his cows back to California, Steve Maddox is his name, from Rouen Dairy. He had 7 cows on 1 trailer. And he said, my goal is to get through Las Vegas by daytime tomorrow morning. Wow. So they were going to load up on Friday afternoon as soon as the show released them, which would have been about 5:30, and hit the road and be, hopefully, he said, through Las Vegas by daybreak on Saturday morning. He said if it got too hot or if their schedule got compromised, then he would have to take his cattle north towards the Rockies, where temperatures would be cooler, he assumed. But that would add on about another 8 hours driving. Oh, so man. It was all about the cows by the time we got to Friday afternoon. And, man, I'm telling you, some of them were pretty stressed out. Kind of going to the home stretch, and so were the people, you know?
Definitely. But, you know, it seems like it would be hot in those trucks, right? Unless they have a lot of ventilation. Is that what they have?
Yeah, they got a lot of ventilation. All the animals have water right in front of them. And they do stop and take periodic breaks. It's all about keeping her schedule. So if she's used to being milked every 6 hours, then they stop and milk her. They've got lines on the truck. So all they have to do is basically hook up to pressure, and they can milk the cows while they're in the stanchion. Some people have friends along the way. They'll actually stop, unload, milk at somebody else's barn, and then give the girls a chance to walk a little bit and then get back on the truck. I mean, they go over the top. And that's kind of why I wanted to make sure I highlighted some of it. Wisconsin cows did fantastic this year at World Dairy Expo. I just was going back over my show notes. So the junior supreme champion, the junior show at Supreme Champion, was a cow that came out of Whitewater. Tessa and Stella Schmacher exhibited this animal, and she was the junior show grand champion, or Supreme Champion, I should say. And then the Supreme Champion of the show overall came from Kaukauna, a red and white Holstein that was exhibited by Milk Source, Lori Fisher, Steincrest, and Crescent Mead of Kaukauna. So a lot of these cows are just so incredibly valuable. You see, I call them syndicates. You see multiple owners. You know, it's kind of like the thoroughbred horse breeding that you hear about, Kentucky Derby. Yeah. There's always seems to be more than one buyer on some of those animals. Well, it's going to be that case at World Dairy Expo, too. Also, honorable mention to an Ayrshire from Lamira, exhibited by Bud John Farms and Peter Vale. Guernsey from down in, I believe, Greene County. Cadence Farms, and then another Guernsey that was exhibited by Leila Schuler and Brittany Taylor. I'm not exactly sure where that cow is housed, but she's in Wisconsin. So like I said, just a fantastic showing for our Wisconsin genetics.
Yeah,
that's great.
You know, I know that you're a fair food connoisseur. What was your favorite food this time around at the expo?
You got to go with the Badger Dairy Club's grilled cheese. You know how it is, fellas. Sometimes when you're in the media room, you get a chance at everything.
Yes.
They're kind of soliciting you to lay your lips on stuff. But the Munster grilled cheese that the Badger Dairy Club did was, I think that was the Tuesday grilled cheese. They change cheese flavors every day.
Yeah.
Something special, some specialty cheese. Friday they had Havarti dill, which they told me was like a dill pickle. I'm like, yeah, but wait a minute, where does the cheese part come in? I don't want to just be biting into a warm pickle.
I know.
But yeah, that, and then they had ice cream all over the place. Yeah. And yeah, there was a lot of good food at World Dairy Expo. But I think the one that most people stood in line for the longest was the grilled cheese sandwiches by the Badger Dairy Club.
All right. Okay. All right. What about the turkey prices for this Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What can we look forward to?
I'm sure we're going to I don't want to be, I'm kind of like the canary in the cave. Yeah. I'm just giving you fair warning. American Farm Bureau Federation already came out with an alert last week from their media gathering or market intelligence folks. And they are projecting that turkey prices could go up as much as 40% by Thanksgiving. If we have another outbreak of high path avian influenza, this would be an absolute terrible time for the turkey industry to be struck, because a lot of the birds right now are just in the finishing stages. Many of those frozen butter balls that you and I will enjoy are going to be on the way on a truck on the way to the processor, probably in the next, I'm going to guess, 15 days or so. Wow. So if we get a big barn with high path that has to be depopulated, that could put a big divot into available turkey supplies. So like I said, I don't want to be bearer of bad news on a Monday, just kind of keep an eye out. If you find a sale you like, buy it now instead of waiting for it later, maybe.
All right, okay, that's the best advice.
Some things to be concerned about.
I think I often do that, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a good week to mention that it's a Rural Mental Health Week.
Yeah.
You know, with all everything's going on. And kind of tough times for soybean farmers. We don't have time to get into it right now. But, boy, that seems to be a big story that's happening.
A lot of stress going on in the farmers.
Yeah.
That's right. And we got the harvest. And now, like you said, a little bit of rain coming in today. Maybe that'll give them a chance to take a break. But we can talk more about that on Friday, too, guys.
Very good, Pam. Thank you very much. You have a good week. Talk to you then.
You too. Yep. Thanks.
Take care, Pam.
Pam Yockey. And, in fact, the Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up. And we'll be back with Idiocracy. It's all coming up. And Art Paul Schlosser in our 7 o'clock hour on John and Gordy on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, this is another big edition of Idiocracy on WMDX 92.7. We search high and low for all of these stories.
There's so much out there.
It captivates you. It disappoints you. It raises your expectation levels. We have every one of those kinds of stories this time around.
Excellent. It is 6:36, cloudy, 65 degrees. Temperatures staying steady in the mid-60s today. Maybe a few spots of rain along the way later. Okay, well, Idiocracy. Let's get into it here.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was asked, are Democrats a domestic extremist organization or not? That's not a push question. Well, what do you think? I mean, you're suggesting it. All right.
What was her answer?
Well, I'm going to give you two examples of hateful rhetoric that I think could turn me into a violent extremist myself.
No. Both
both DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and J.D. Vance are pushing Americans into an ugly confrontation. All right. So let's listen first. This is from last month, 203. You got that? All right. This is Kristi Noem.
But as the DHS secretary, would you say that Democrats are a domestic extremist organization? Yes or no?
Views are extreme and they don't align with the American people at all. And I wish that our media and I wish reporters like you, Caitlin, would talk about the victims every day that we interact with, that we send you the stories on that you refuse to tell about the poor little girl and baby that was strangled yesterday by an illegal criminal and died. That baby died overnight. That was the first news I got this morning when I got up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just pull a story out of the newspapers from someplace, somewhere, and blow that out of proportion and make it seem like it applies to everyone and everything across the United States. They are so cruel, so brutal in their portrayal of what's going on in this country, no wonder everybody's a little depressed and maybe even thinking about going to war, you know, picking up arms and going to war simply because we're just fed up. Mm. And you see the occupation and everything. It's crazy. All right, now, J.D. Vance's comment. Listen to this. Remember, Gavin Newsom passed a law banning masks worn by these 21st century brown shirts. Well, we've all seen the outrageous videos of people hauled off in the streets,
yes,
taken from their homes, their cars, shoved into unidentified vans, disappeared as if that's what American law is all about. Well, here's J.D. Vance normalizing that bit of fascism.
And I think that is the most disgusting thing. The very people who keep us safe ought to be honored and protected and praised by Democrats and Republicans alike. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement. Because here's what happened.
What?
Because here's what happens
when
Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies.
I don't.
You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration
policies. I don't.
Yeah, we don't.
But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
Well, that's not encouraging violence at all.
Dude,
you can go straight to hell. We don't feel like being violent. Right? Not after that. Oh, my God. All right.
It's just amazing. You know, I mean, we do see these videos now all the time.
Yeah.
All across the country, wherever they've sent in troops, I should say. But especially in Chicago. My God.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on in Chicago is ridiculous.
Lord.
I do have a story from Chicago.
Okay.
And we'll get to that. Kat Abu was reporting out of Chicago, and she's also going to be a candidate for the Congress, I believe. But anyway, let's get to J.D. continued to pout about Kimmel, I believe, 205. You got that?
205.
All right, let's listen.
He didn't actually say sorry to Charlie Kirk or his family.
Oh, no.
And the reason that so many people, including me, were so upset with what Jimmy Kimmel said is that he accused Charlie Kirk's murderer of being a MAGA or a right-wing American. It wasn't a joke. It was straight-up disinformation. And I really wish Jimmy Kimmel would apologize for it.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk is anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Yeah. Well, you know, all we heard was that the killer was from the left. That's all we heard from them.
Yeah.
So they didn't lie, did they? It's like, don't see or don't notice what we're doing. Look over there. The left is doing this. We're not. We're just saying that, you know, a left winger was the assassin. And that is not true in any way. So anyway, that's a little story I pulled from the past. I thought everybody could, you know, start their day off right with that one.
Thanks for sharing that.
All right. Well, you know, the other thing, too, on the right, you know, they blow everything out of proportion just a little bit. And MAGA is certainly stressing the idea that Antifa is out there now protesting all over America. Antifa and Antifa, or that's Rocker likes to call it that because
Fascist.
And then fascist.
Yeah.
Antifa sounds like some Something otherworldly
else.
Thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, Antifa is now out there in the protesters causing trouble and mayhem, okay? First ever Antifa domestic terror arrest in U.S. This is the headline. First ever Antifa domestic terrorist arrest in the U.S.? Several Antifa members were arrested and criminally charged after surrounding an ICE building in Eugene, Oregon, causing terror for employees.
Oh, really?
Talk about blowing it out of proportion. A few of them caused terror but for the employees inside the ICE building in Eugene, Oregon. Wow. Hmm. That must have been a very stressful time to see those three or four domestic terrorists, Antifa, out there surrounding the ICE headquarters.
Did they say what they did to make them a scared?
Oh, no. It's you just get a scared seeing them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Seems like flimsy reporting. Why there.
That was my impression.
Come on. Give us some details. What were they? Okay.
Well, they could have had an ice cream stand out there for all we know. And I've always liked the double scoop Antifa special.
Right. That's really good with the waffle cone.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Next time. Next time. Okay. They're out there. You know, they'll always have that stand. Okay. Let's go to Maga Anna Polina Luna. Okay.
Who?
She wallows in projection, but never looks in the mirror. Exploiting the Kirk shooting, opportunist as ever, gave MAGAs a chance to trash anyone who tells the truth about their agenda and behavior. We're all supposed to shut up now, right? Yeah. Well, MAGA Paula Anna Polina Luna.
Anna Polina Luna.
Wow, it sounds like some kind of pop singer.
Yeah, or a dance.
She said this. How many times have they called us fascists, Nazi? Or war crime, you know, sometimes maybe it fits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just don't bring up these words just out of nowhere.
Out of thin air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often have they claimed the American people will lose their rights? Mm. We haven't seen that happen yet. Or smeared us as authoritarian dictators. Well, certainly that we're exaggerating there.
Yeah,
how often have they attacked Charlie Kirk and others like him? Well, we're just repeating what Charlie had said so many times. Mm-hmm. We're not tagging him. We're just quoting him.
All right. Yep.
She wants us to shut up. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we are actually encouraging homegrown left-wing shooters out there to go out and commit violence.
Hmm.
Oh, you know, and she even gives examples like the Butler shooter. Wait a minute. That was a right winger.
Yeah.
Or the golf course shooter.
No,
that's not it either. Or the Minnesota shooter. That wasn't it. No. School shooters.
Oh.
I think we're drawing a blank on that one. How about the attacks on transgender youth?
Hmm.
No, not that either. Oh, well, she's working on it. One of these days she'll be right.
Okay.
All right. This is interesting stuff. Median household incomes increased in 2024 during the Biden administration to $83,730. Black American wages fell an average of 3.3% to $56,290. Now, we're going to have an exam later on, so keep those numbers.
Okay. Get ready for the quiz. Yeah.
All right. Hispanic households saw income increases of more than 5%, and Asian household median income was $121,000 as compared to the average American household of $83,000. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
The median income for white Americans showed no significant change from 2023 levels. A family of four earning less than $32,130 was considered impoverished. And that shouldn't happen in the wealthiest country in the damn world, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. Just thought I'd pass that.
Oh. Thanks for those statistics.
Now, again, an exam at the end of the show.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Get ready for that.
All right. School lunch debt in Wisconsin is skyrocketing. Trump cuts made it worse. WMTV-TV looked at the school lunch menu figure, and that was that debt was rising, and that's before Trump's big bad bill stripped away the $3.2 million in food stamps. Keep in mind, this debt is a symptom of a bigger problem Wisconsin Republicans refuse to solve. It's called punishment and discipline in this state, and nothing more. They're not going to solve any farm to the table programs.
No.
Nope. None of that stuff.
Not going to do
it. They're just going to starve the kids.
Yeah.
Remember when they complained?
Right. Yes.
We've got Joe on the line, but we're going to go. We're going to wait till after the break.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, they killed all these programs. Mm-hmm. It didn't help farmers because this was one way that they helped local governments and mm-hmm. local schools
yes.
to have some food. They criticized Michelle Obama, for healthy meals in the schools. Now they're going back to healthy meals because RFK Jr., he's a genius, said we should have healthy foods in the schools. And suddenly their minds have changed.
Oh, good.
So.
Okay. Those kids need healthy food.
They do.
I mean, shouldn't we all agree with that?
I think so.
All right, 6:48. We'll come back with more. We've got some phone calls coming in. You can join in the conversation, 608-879-8255. Coming right back with John Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX. It's a Monday morning, 6:52. Cloudy skies. Looks like the clouds will stay with us through much of the day, and temperatures in the mid-60s. Maybe a few spots of rain along the way.
That was Ivory Library.
Ah, yes.
Remember that? From the old 92.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, those were the days.
We were much younger then. I remember well.
Ah, yes.
Wait a minute, I don't remember anything.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, should we go to the phones?
Let's do that.
Let's see what's on Joe's mind this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Well, great love and also a great, I don't know what I would call it when Pam Yonke is talking about grilled cheese sandwiches first thing in the morning. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, hungry all of a sudden. Hungry, very, very hungry. Thank you, Pam. Any rate, I did want to talk about J.D. Vance telling anybody who disagrees with ICE that they should go straight to hell. He said in his very authoritative
Amazing.
Way. No side trips to A&W to get a soda or anything like that. You're going straight to hell. And I think what's interesting to me about this, I saw some footage of attempted ICE arrest in Chicago, and two men wearing blue jeans, T-shirts, sneakers, and then a vest that said ICE across it that you can buy online. You can buy this stuff online for a very minimal amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here you have two people who are wrestling this man to the ground, no warrant, no ID. They're wearing masks and nothing else that indicates law enforcement. I've been trying to get an exact number, but all I can come up with was accounts saying at least a dozen cases where people have bought this ICE regalia and dressed just like this and abducted people.
Yes.
And the thing that I find amazing is that Vance ought to take a look just in his own family. He has a beautiful, accomplished wife, and she is dark-skinned, as are their children, their multiracial children. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court has said, fine, you can stop them and haul them away just based on ethnicity. That's enough reason to stop people and take them away. How would he feel if this situation were reversed and he's not the vice president with Secret Service protection, but his wife is walking down the street and abducted? I mean, it has happened. It's not like it could happen. It has happened. Not this specific individual, but geez, talk about a guy that can't, see a situation from somebody else's perspective. This is terrifying. This is like Nazi Germany. People are picked up and hauled away.
Yes.
And why not his wife, his children? So anyway, it's a depressing thought. I much prefer thinking about the grilled cheese sandwiches, but here's where we are as a country.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Joe, thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Chicago from Kat Abu. And she has a longer name, but they shorten it.
Okay.
It's easier to say. In fact, she is married to the Onion CEO.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, Ben Collins. So,
Wow.
But anyway, she's got a very interesting perspective on what's going on down there. She's been thrown to the ground a number of times by ICE, so we'll be getting to that next hour. Why don't we get to that cut from Rick Wilson?
Yes. Yes, this is all about the shutdown, and Rick Wilson was interviewed and just basically laid it out how Democrats are handling it and how Republicans are handling it. And let's listen to Rick Wilson.
All right.
47% of the people say that the Republicans are responsible for the shutdown, and 30 say the Democrats. And why is that? Because Donald Trump chose this shutdown. The Republican Party chose this shutdown. They and the Democrats, I think, yes, they want a message on health care and policy. I get that. But they should be saying, attributing the blame. Look at what the Republicans are doing. They're attributing blame to the Democrats that does not exist, whereas the Democrats have the opportunity to point out to America once again, Donald Trump rules Washington with an iron fist. He controls the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court, and the White House. He's the guy who chose this, and he's the guy who's been engaged in economic damage to the country. This is one more thing on top of the tariff taxes that he's caused, on top of the damage to our farmers, our manufacturers that he's caused. Now this, his choice, his party, his shutdown.
In order for Democrats to, quote, win the shutdown politically, what is the thing that you would have them say simply and repetitively over the coming days and weeks?
This is crazy and Donald Trump is hurting you. This is crazy. Donald Trump is hurting you. And Americans already ascribe chaos to Trump. They already increasingly ascribe economic damage to Trump. His numbers on the economy, on inflation, on prices, on the tariffs are absolutely underwater by 10, 20, 30 points in some cases. And so playing into that damage he's already caused himself by these terrible economic choices, including the big bad bill and everything else, I think that is an area where Democrats are able to insulate themselves from the Republican reflex action when the word health care is mentioned.
Yeah. Yep.
And it also denatures this lie about illegal immigrants getting free health care. I get why they're using it. It's perfect red meat. But the idea that Trump is the chaos agent, that Trump is the cause of the harm. Farmers in America are getting screwed right now. Manufacturers, construction workers. The harm is rippling out there. And I think as Democrats go through this shutdown fight, they've got to be out front and center saying, we're going to fix this. Not just this shutdown. We're going to fix the rest of this if you give us power in the fall of 26.
That's right. Rick Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's right.
Well, he is right.
The way the Republicans frame it,
yeah,
and Democrats frame it completely differently.
A lot of people believing the Republicans on this, they're winning the war on propaganda. Mm. One of the things, Mike Johnson was on the weekend show,
yeah,
and he was talking about, oh, the Democrats want to pay the emergency rooms for taking care of illegal immigrants. And yes, because we don't want people to die in our emergency rooms. It right. makes all yeah. the sense in the world.
Right.
He's trying to get sympathy for not paying the hospitals. And if they don't get paid, they raise the prices on us to make up for losing that money.
Yes. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Art Paul Schlosser will join us, the singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, and we'll get the latest from him. It's all coming up on John. What?
Yes, and we've got a storybook for everybody about writing cursive.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you won't believe this. Okay. It's really something. Coming back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.